Fancy listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. And let's go over to the New York Irish Center in Long Island City and welcome Jane MacArthur. Jane from Buncrana in County Donegal is the Arts and Cultural Director for the New York Irish Center. And she is also the producer of a great event taking place at Symphony Space in New York City called Score on Broadway. Now, first of all, let me welcome you, Jane MacArthur.
Thank you very much, Adrian, for having me on.
I'm delighted. Now, tell us first about the New York Irish Center, which... for anybody who is on their email list would know, the activity in the New York Irish Center is absolutely amazing. But first of all, tell us where you're located.
So the New York Irish Center is located in Long Island City, and we're so easily accessible. We're one stop from Grand Central on the 7th. It's the Vernon Jackson stop. We're right beside the Midtown Tunnel. We're just not very far from the 59th Street Bridge. Yeah. And we're just across the Polanski Bridge from Brooklyn. So, really, we're very easily got to.
You'd have to go out of your way not to pass your place.
Exactly, yeah.
Great. Now, tell us, by the way, the director of the New York Irish Center is Paul Finnegan, who basically took that organization, you know, from ground zero and grew it to be what it is today. So congratulations to Paul on that. Let me ask you now about this event coming up next Friday, September 9th, at Symphony Space.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So I suppose it's called Score on Broadway, and for the first time ever, we're taking the GAA and GAA players from clubs around New York and giving them a Broadway stage, and this is all part of the first Irish theatre festival that Origin produces every year. Mm. So it's a fantastic, I suppose, crossover of Irish sports, culture and arts, with all the kind of Broadway, the Broadway excitement to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, Cade Score, what is Score?
So, Score, I suppose, is the lesser known cultural wing of the GAA, and it started in 1969, in Ireland, whenever, I suppose, it was off season and the season was over for playing on the pitch. The clubs decided they were going to continue and compete throughout the winter, but through cultural competitions. And there's 8 different cultural competitions that they participate in. So each club would enter in, and it would be treated, I suppose, just like how the football and hurling is treated.
Right.
It's like regional finals, semi-finals, and it goes all the way to the All-Ireland title. And if you take home an All-Ireland score medal now, it's a very, very, it's a huge achievement for the participant and the club and the county.
Let me also just explain for the benefit of those who may not know what the GAA club is. That's the Gaelic Athletic Association of Ireland and beyond. It's for some of us, it may be easy to imagine, particularly that this goes back, you know, to 1969, that both football and hurling, being seasonal, that in the winter months, unlike a lot of other sporting events, where you say so long and we'll see you next year, this has got to be, and it has a tremendous track record in Ireland every year in terms of not only getting something useful for the kids who play football, But also, you know, you're adding yet one more aspect to it this year. And whereas normally, and by the way, the first one in New Ulrich, New York, started in 2014, but you're now getting adults to get their bums off the seat and come on stage as well.
Yeah, that's the really kind of brilliant thing about SCORE. It's so inclusive. And, you know, it's one thing, it was back in 2014 when Lorna Smith from Longford, with the help of Fiona Smith out here in Queens, originally from Leitrim, they were able to kind of, with permission from headquarters back in Dublin, take SCORE off the island of Ireland for the first time ever and into the USA. So it's grown then since 2014, but we did start off by just having SCORE and O, which was kids who could compete in any of these competitions between age between 7 and 17. So it was all well and good whenever the parents and coaches and all were getting them to, them to, I suppose, train for like the dancing competition and solo singing, recitation, ballad group, channels dancing, instrumental music, novelty act, and set dancing. But then, last year, they decided, okay, well, listen, it's all well and good everyone telling the kids to get up, but what about the adults get up as well?
Mm-hmm.
So, over 8 competitions, we have got now our first place winners in the junior SCORE and mm-hmm. our first place winners in the adult senior SCORE. So, on Friday, next Friday, 1 week, the countdown is on,
mm-hmm.
September 9th, we're taking all of those junior SCORE Nogue acts and 8 SCORE senior acts and putting them on a Broadway stage. So, it's really cool because whenever you have, like, the clubs are all fantastic, and there's been 14 clubs involved in SCORE this up to now, and they are spread out all over New York. You've got Cavan, St. Bridget's, St. Brendan's, you have Leitrim, Sligo, Tyrone, Sparanogue, Long Island Gales, Rangers, Sligo, New York Celtics, the Manhattan Gales, St. Barnabas, St. Mm-hmm. Raymond's, Satanta, West of Satanta, and Shannon Gales. So 14 of those clubs have been participated this year, and from that, from the 16 performances that are happening on Friday night, you have children and adults from Cavan Club, from Cavan, Manhattan Gales, Rockland, and St. Bridget's and the Shannon Gales.
There you are.
So, and it's lovely because, like, whenever the children are up on stage, you have, like, their whole families there, their club, their teammates, mm-hmm. their family and friends cheering them on. But equally, then whenever the parents get up and the adults, you have all the kids in the audience then cheering them on.
Now,
so it's a real family event.
Jen MacArthur, let me just clarify something now. What you are describing might sound like a fesh. And a fesh, of course, goes on for days and weekends. And would still be going, you know, if you went to the bog and came back, it would still be on.
Yeah.
However, and is actually singularly the, you know, the best and in traditional competitions on our side of the Atlantic anyway. However, let's start by telling anybody, or telling our listeners and anybody else who might be inclined to go to Symphony Space next Friday night, this is not going to be an all-night event. Actually, you're going to try to get this in 90 minutes, which is going to be a very fast-moving concert and display.
Yeah, you see, back in April, whenever the actual competition, the SCORE took place, there was in each category there was between 5 and 8, mainly between 5 and 8 clubs competing for first place. So we actually have just the 8 first places. And honestly, the longest, like, the out of all of the different competitions, the kind of longest in length would be the novelty act or the short stage presentation.
Yes.
And we've got two of those, and they're about roughly 10 minutes each. But, you know, for example, some competitions there, like the solo singing, it's just a couple of minutes for each one. So we're fairly confident we can get everyone out by 9 o'clock and home safely.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, because we don't want to be too late either. Like, it's a Friday night, and it's, you know, there's going to be children at it as well.
Family event. Now, what I would like to do, though, is let me list off, and I'm going to say some of the GAA clubs in the New York metropolitan area, and if I miss any of them, you can always flame Jane. So
oh, please do, yeah.
Okay, keep your ears open now. You have Shannon Gales, you have St. Bridget's, Manhattan Gales, Cavan, Rockland, New York Celtics, Long Island Gales, Longford, Tyrone, Sparring. You have Sligo, Satanta, St. Brendan's, Rangers, Leitrim, Donegal, Monaghan, Brooklyn Shamrocks, Cork, Hoboken, Kerry, Liberty Gales, Mayo, and Westmeath. So now...
That was great, Adrian.
And did you notice that I had the greatest manners in the world? I didn't rush and put Mayo first. So basically, now you have 14 of them this year, but this is open now. It's open to all of the clubs, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's open to all clubs, and there's some very new clubs as well. You know, we'd encourage all clubs to consider becoming part of competing in SCORE, because it really opens up a whole other line, if you like, it within a GAA club, because, you know, not everybody, like, you know, it's, not everybody might be comfortable on the pitch or feel that that's kind of where, you know, they're best. So, you know, this gives all club members an opportunity to represent their club.
Now, there is a crossover, though, from sports. We would be inclined to think that you're either in sports or, you know, in the varied cultural competitions. That's not so. And in fact, you know, you have proven this. On our side of the Atlantic, it's old hat in Ireland, because it has been around for so long.
Yeah. And it's very exciting in Ireland. You know, sometimes they even televise the finals, just like the All-Ireland finals are televised, and everyone's glued to the TV.
Yes, yeah. You have also, we should point out, that this event is part of Origin's first Irish Theatre Festival, which actually started on Thursday evening, and that's headed by George Heslin, who actually is the founder of Origin Theatre, and he's from Limerick. Now, looking at the list which I just delivered there, I don't see anybody from Limerick. I would have to assume that George hasn't qualified because he hasn't been on a football pitch for a good while.
George is a very good ambassador for Limerick. You see, they don't need anyone else, and they've got George.
I know. I know. The now, a lot of people are away for the weekend, and but that's not to say that they don't have in mind, you know, the a plan to go on Friday night to Symphony Space. So what about those who have not made a reservation or gotten their tickets or so forth? Is there a walk-up opportunity?
Yeah, there certainly is. There's tickets available from, and if you wanted to visit www.firstirish.org, mm-hmm. and you can see the many shows that are available as part of the wonderful festival that Origin has put together. But if you click into our show Score on Broadway, you'll be able to get tickets online and then, of course, at the door as well. But mm-hmm. what I will say as well is that there is a special rate for GAA clubs and GAA club members.
Uh-huh.
So if you contact your club, if you have a cultural officer or the score officer, or we have been in contact with all of the clubs, and they're mostly aware that they do get a very special rate. So you get almost your tickets for half price. And here's
wow.
the other thing as well. We're very, very fortunate to have the support of the wonderful Paddock Wagon, and Eddie Dowling
yeah.
and his team have got really behind this event, and so many all the clubs have really kind of got behind it as well,
mm-hmm.
just because it's very new territory, like, you know, Broadway and the GAA.
Yes.
So we're kind of just kind of working it out as we go. But O'Neill Sportswear, the very famous
yes,
home
indeed.
In Ireland, they love the idea of GAA players on Broadway lights.
Yeah.
So what they said, listen, you know, for all of, if there's so many clubs involved, whatever club has the biggest turnout on the night,
yeah.
We'll give them a $500 voucher for their club. So it's very exciting too. There's almost a little bit of a competition built into coming along and
yeah.
numbers and wearing your club jersey and stuff as well. So that was very, very kind of the Paddock Wagon and O'Neill's.
Yeah.
And we're very grateful for that as well.
Of course, Ed Darling, the Paddock Wagon, you know, if you don't show up, he'll send a lorry around for you.
That's it. He's going to do a bit of a drop-off service that night as well.
Now,
only joking.
I just want to ask you, even the clubs that are not participating this year, you have 14, maybe another couple before the night, but of any of the 23 clubs that we've mentioned, are they involved in the half price and the special rate?
Absolutely. If you're a GA club, please you can either contact me directly, that GAA special club package rate applies to every GAA club. And in fact, we actually have reached out to clubs outside of the New York region as well, and we got a very warm response from the wonderful GAA community in New Jersey. And I believe that while they have not participated in Score as of yet, they're coming along as a club night out on Broadway, and they are going to see what it's all about,
mm-hmm.
have a look at the competitions, become familiar with it, and come back next year as competitors. So that's really cool.
They'll be, excuse the pun, they'll be kicking their way into Score for next year. Now, is this being indeed the maiden voyage for Cinchier Score, or Cinchier, as we would might say in Mayo, the adults, they're kind of on trial this time. They better smarten up, or they could be
Well, they have to say now, the children, the young Score and Oak participants,
yes.
you know, their standard's really, really high. They're really good and really dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the adults, they're sharing the stage with some great performers now, so
mm-hmm.
they've got to hold their own side up.
Absolutely, and I can imagine that some of the youngsters there will be rolling their eyes and hiding behind the curtain and say, "Oh, please." But having said that, listen, it's going to be a great night. It's going to be a great night's entertainment. And again, friends, this you'll be in and out of there in an hour and a half. It is this coming Friday night, September 9th. It begins at 7:30. And now, Jane, you mentioned that you have a phone number as well. You can be reached.
Yes, and if you've got any questions or queries, or you would like to inquire about the club rate or membership, anything like that there, please don't hesitate and call me anytime. It's 347-595-0402.
Okay. Let me see if I got that. It's 347-595-0402.
Perfect. Yes.
And also, you can be reached also at the New York Irish Center.
Yes, you can call me at the New York Irish Center as well. And our number here is 718-482-0909.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for joining us. I think it's a great, again, the GAA, the Gaelic Athletic Association, in our section in the New York metropolitan area, New York, New Jersey, in particular, they've made great strides, and this is an aspect of the multi-talent of the Gaelic Athletic Association. The youngsters from 7 to 70, from 17, and then there are the crowd from 17 to 77. So there's plenty of entertainment coming up. It's nice, it's brisk, it is short. And is anybody in rehearsals these days, or are you keeping that to yourself?
Oh, well, rehearsals? Yeah, well, actually, I'm part of the Manhattan Gaels, and I'm definitely not the first person who's put out in the pitch. That's not where my strengths lie at all. But I'm the cultural officer for, I've got the junior score, or the juniors for Manhattan Gaels, and the seniors. And it just happened to be this year that the Manhattan Gaels got first in the novelty act in both junior and senior. So I've been rehearsing with the children, and they've been amazing. And I've been trying to get my senior cast kind of all ready to rehearse, but it's been a bit more difficult. See, the thing is, I can text the parents for the kids and then say, this is rehearsals, and that's fine. So I might have to start texting some of the adult participants' parents to get them to come to rehearsals.
Yeah. I think you should stick with the email for some of us, but anyway, that's beside the point. We did mention that First Origin have begun already. They have begun a series of cultural events and plays and new playwrights and et al. And so for those who would like to log on, it's First Number one, STIrish, firstirish.org. Jane McArthur, again, I'm delighted to see you're not losing any of not only your Donegal accent, but actually, for those who would know the Buncrana accent as well, you haven't dropped any of that.
Oh, thanks very much. And thank you so much for having me on this morning. Seriously, it was really, really appreciate talking to you and your listeners.
You're more than welcome, and friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA.